皆さん、こんにちは。Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak today. For the sake of time, because I'm not sure how long, I didn't time my message, but for the sake of time, I thought I will mostly speak in English. And the parts that I think that are a bit more difficult to understand, I will translate into Japanese.
So, 時間のためにほとんど英語で話しますが、分かりづらい部分だけを日本語に訳します。
So, my one year of home assignment is quickly coming to an end. And it's hard to believe, yeah, one year has already passed. It goes by so quickly. But thank you for being my home church and for being such an encouraging partner in the work of the gospel. And I'd like to show you a picture that I showed at another missions conference, the Alberta Missions Conference, but not all of you saw it, so I put a lot of work into it. I didn't want to just put it away, so I will show that to you. So the story behind this is that the theme for the missions conference was partners in the gospel. And so I thought, oh, what is a good way to say partner in Japanese? So I went onto the internet and I went on the online dictionary and I typed in partner, enter. Then came out partner. And I thought, oh, okay. まあ、日本人はみんなパートナーってわかりますが。But I thought, no, I want the kanji. So then I pressed more. And then there was like five different kanji that was listed up. And I thought, wow, which one is the best one? And I didn't know, so I wrote them all out on a piece of paper, and then I showed it to my mom. I said, Mama,
この漢字の中でパートナーっていう意味はどっちが一番いいかなって、
you know. So I just went to my mother and said, which kanji out of these would fit best for what I want to say at this missions conference in terms of being a partner?And then amongst them, she talked about this one. And I thought, okay, this is a very difficult kanji. It was a very, very difficult one. But then my mother said, because I said, well, what does this mean? And so my mother said, well, the image is of two people holding a stick, and they're holding something heavy in between them. So I thought, oh, sorry. Sorry. It looks like something like this, maybe. So I thought, wow, that is an excellent image.Because you need two people, right? You need one person on this side and this other side to carry this load, right? And so I thought, hey, this is like the sender, and this is the one going. So this is like the sending church, and this is like the missionary. And you need bothin order for this to be carried, right? And as a missionary, the most important thing that I am carrying is the gospel, right? The gospel of Christ, the good news of Jesus, and that you can be saved through Jesus. And so I thought that was an excellent illustration. So thank you, Mama, for this really good image, right? And I thought, hey, God did a wonderful thing in helping me illustrate this. But thank you, because you are here. You are the sending church. You are a special church because you are my home church. And I'm glad I could use this once again. when I took my first course on missions at North American Baptist College, my professor was Dr. Edwin Kern, Mrs. Kern's husband. I'm glad you're here today. And he gave a definition of a missionary. He says it means literally in the original Greek, the sent out one, or called out one. So I have said this as well, but many people say, as Christians, we are all missionaries. But if we were to be very precise, very technical, according to the real Greek word and the Bible dictionary, so when I looked it up on my Bible dictionary, under missionary, it says, God calls and sends out his people into the world. All believers are called to share the good news of the gospel, but some are especially commissioned by God, confirmed by the church, and compelled by the gospel message to missionary service. 日本語で言います。カン先生が私の宣教のクラスの先生でした。宣教師の本当の意味を教えてくれました。聖書の元のギリシャ語では宣教師は選ばれて出される方という意味を持つことを学びました。私たちクリスチャンはみんな宣教師であると、私も言ったこともありますが、正確に言うと福音を伝えることはみんなクリスチャンの使命ですが、宣教師とは特別に神様に任命され、教会がそれを確認して断言をされて福音のための奉仕をする人のことです。というわけで、この教会が私を任命して断言しなければ、私は宣教師ではありません。So, as a church, if you did not send me with your support and your affirmation, I would not be a missionary. I will be a witness wherever I go, but you as a church have chosen me to represent Jesus on your behalf. So today is a reminder for me of that fact. And thank you for commissioning me today once again for another 4 years. And being commissioned means that I don't go of my own accord. I am accountable to you. I need to report to you what is going on and what I need to need prayer for. And as over the 4 years, the last 4 years, I realized I haven't been so good at doing that. When I first went out, I think I wrote a prayer letter every month. And then the next year, I think it became bi-monthly. And then the third and fourth, it became more quarterly. So I am sorry for that. And now that I'm setting forth again, I want to start off again being better at giving you more information and having you pray with me because this year on home assignment, it has really been made clear to me the importance of prayer. And so I need to be accountable to you, and I need to update you more often. So if you haven't heard from me, and you can say, Yuri, we haven't heard from you. Please let us know please do so.
日本語で。ですから、この教会の任命と断言とサポートがなければ、私は宣教師にはなれません。私はどこでもクリスチャンとして証人ですが、教会に代わって私をイエス様の代表者として日本に行きます。
During my home assignment, I was really the more able to appreciate the power of prayer. One of the things that I was surprised about, people will come up to me, some people came up to me and said, Yuri, I pray for you every day. What? You do? I was so amazed that people would pray for me every day. And then I would meet people who would come up to me and say, Yuri, how is Mrs. Saito or Miss Saito? I've been praying for her. How is she doing? And you know, when people ask me that, I know they've been reading my prayer letters and they've really been praying for the topics that I've written about. And I am so encouraged by people like that. Because I really think, and especially now before I go again back to Japan, prayer is the most important thing. And during this home assignment too, I myself personally have been challenged to pray for my supporting churches. Now, I have been very, I pray for you guys because you are my family. And so I don't forget to pray for this church. But I haven't been as good praying for the other supporting churches because I don't know them very well. But this year, I have gotten to know these churches better because I went to visit them. And so what I've done is I've taken pictures, a lot of pictures, this year. And this is this church. But all the churches that I visited, I have put in a file because I want to be able, I'm a visual person, so if I can have something to look at, that will remind me to pray for those churches as well. Now, I have about 26 churches. That's a lot of churches to remember, but but if I have it all in a file like this, and this is a neat little thing I got at Staples. It can go like this, and I can put it on my table so that, like this day, I will pray for this church. Next day, you know, I can flip the pages and focus on that one church. But I realize that I need to be faithful too. So I'm not the one that, I mean, I need a lot of prayer, but I should be praying for, because my partner, right? We need both. So I was challenged and convicted of that. So this is what God laid on my heart to do. And I have another stack of pictures in my apartment in Japan of individuals as well. I didn't bring it back with me to Edmonton because I had too much stuff to bring. But it's still in Japan, and if you want me to pray for you, well, most of you here I have a picture of, but if you want an updated picture, please send me one. And I'll put it in my box when I pray for you. But please send me your prayer requests, and I want to pray with you. Even though I'll be far away, but with technology now, it's so easy to pray for each other. And I wanted to say too that I am so encouraged being back here. I have been praying for this church for so long, along with you, for a pastor. I was so happy when Pastor Toshi and Hiromi-san and came here, and that first Sunday when I came back was Easter, last Easter, and I was so encouraged. I came into the service, I was like, I've never seen this place as full before. So I thought, God has been faithful. He hears our prayers, and He is doing a good work here. And every time, I haven't been able to be part of the worship service every Sunday, but every time that I was able to come, I was so blessed by Toshi-sensei's message. What a gifted preacher. I am so encouraged. And so encourage Pastor Toshi. He's doing an awesome job. It's clear, it's understandable, and I have been blessed. Thank you. And also, another thing that I was very encouraged about is the leaders in this church. I thought, oh, it's a good thing I left. Now, it caused other people to step up and take leadership. And so many of you have taken on that leadership, and I am very encouraged by that. You are using your spiritual gifts that God has given you. And I know there are more people in the church who can utilize your spiritual gifts even more. So I encourage you too as well, so that not only just a few people are doing the work, but all of you. But that is another thing that I was really encouraged about when I came back here. And I remember last month or two months ago, Toshi-sensei was conducting a communion service. And so I was sitting there and watching him. And I thought, oh, you know, I became an obasan, you know, I'm so old. It's a measure of how old I'm getting now, but I started to cry. I got teary because, oh, here is Pastor Toshi, who I knew, you know, when he was much younger, and how much he has grown, and how much, wow, I can't believe he's serving communion now, you know, and I just got teary-eyed. But again, the faithfulness of God at work here in your life. And that's wonderful. As I consider going back to Japan for another four-year term, there are many unknowns ahead of me. At the end of this time, I thought I could tell you clearly what my job is going to be, but I can't, because I don't know. What I know is that I will be in leadership development in the Japan Baptist churches in the Kansai area. I was told in the last Skype meeting with Paul Ewing that I will probably work in two main churches. That would be Kongo Seisho Kyokai and Heijo Baptist Kyokai. Heijo is closer to Nara, and Kongo is in Osaka-fu, Osaka Prefecture, in the Tondabayashi area. So those of you who know the geography of Japan, that's where it is. I am to choose between them to make it my home church, the church that I attend every Sunday, but I don't know yet. And I am hoping to move to a new apartment, but that's unsure as well. So everything is new. I'll probably get a new used car as well. So many, many different things. And I'm the type of person that gets nervous if I don't know what the plans are ahead of time. And I like to know what is ahead. But, and I think about, you know, if recently in the news, the news of the airplane that crashed, and then, you know, then there's news in the Japanese news too about there's, you know, the earthquake, the Nankai Trough earthquake is soon to happen, any day, you know, kind of thing. So you hear these things, and it's easy to get worried, about the future. But the words that were given today, in that we're focusing on today, the Jesus' words of Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, were very fitting, I thought, in the sense that I can put my trust fully into the hands of God, the Father, because out of anything, His hands are the most trustworthy. And so I thought this was very, very good timing for these words to be the words that I leave Edmonton with, because I can, with confidence, entrust my life into God's hand. And I thought the questions that Pastor Toshi gave us were so good. What is most important to you? Mr. Aita also gave me a really good question when I visited him last week or this week. He said, what was the best thing about your 4 years in Japan? I thought, that's a good question. The best thing was to see people receive Jesus into their lives. I saw people get saved. That is the most wonderful thing that happened in my last 4 years. And that is the same reason why I want to go back, because I want to see people saved, be saved, to know the wonderful blessing and gift it is to know that your sins are forgiven and you can have eternal life with Jesus. I thought about, for us, what is this saying to you? Yes. For me, it's saying I need to entrust my future into God's hands. Maybe for you today, it means I need to put my life into your hands. Entrust my life into your hands. I have never done it before, but I want to do it today. Maybe that's where you are at today. Or maybe God is saying to you the same thing He's saying to me. Trust me for your future. Or maybe He's saying to you, trust me with your son and or daughters. Or trust me with your life and your death.
また日本語で言いますけれども、今日のメッセージを聞いて何を学べますか？まあ、父なる神様の最も信頼できる手を差し伸ばしています。その手に自分を捧げますか？その手にあなたの人生を委ねますか？神様はあなたにこれらの、これからの未来を私に委ねませんかと言ってるでしょうか。自分の息子や娘の将来のことも私に委ねますか。あなたの命と死も私に委ねますか。このように神様が私たちに声をかけていますか。
And I just want to end with my prayer request. But as I stand before you, I challenge myself to this as well. I challenge myself and I challenge you to pray and to believe in the power of prayer. And I think the power of prayer comes from the fact that we humble ourselves before God. And we listen to him. He already knows what we need. But when we kneel before him and pray, I believe we change. So number one, could you please pray that I would make prayer a priority in my life? And secondly, that when I go back to Japan, that I would have very good communication with the pastors, and because we are going to talk about what I'm supposed to do, my job description. Could you please pray that that would be clear, and that Satan wouldn't allow us to have misunderstanding and cause difficulty, and I'm going to help with leadership development, but I don't want to be causing any difficulty with the pastors. We want to do it together, and I want to be encouraging to the pastors. And this is really important, I think. Basically, my first month in Japan, I'm just going to be praying because what happens in the next few months is going to set my whole 4 years. So I think it's very important for me and for you to pray for this process. And thirdly, when I go back, there are many friends that are there. They're going to call me up, hey Yuri, let's do this. And there's going to be many things that I have to think about and I need to prioritize. So if you could pray that my time and my responsibilities would be according to God's will. So I just left it at three things so that it wouldn't be too hard to remember. But those are the three things you could pray for. But thank you very much for your support and your prayers.
Today, we would like to pray for, because she is our partner, we would like to pray for our partner, and we would like to send them to Japan. But actually, we are going with her by supporting and by praying. So I'd like to open for everyone. Anybody who would like to pray for her? You can sit there too, but if you'd like to put your hands on her and pray for her, please come forward. And I just open the time for prayer, and I will go for prayer. So, you need some people to stand there. So, anybody who wants to pray, please come forward. 前の方に、もし指で手を一緒にお祈りしてくださる方がいれば、もちろん今いらっしゃる場で一緒に読んでいただいても結構なんですが、何人かの方は前に来ていただいて、指で勉強し、手を置いて、お祈りして、最後に一言、私が祈らせていただいて、祈りたいと思います。
Encouraging words that you have spoken.
such a blessing that we were able to see today, and we anticipate so much that there will be even more blessings to come in the next 4 years as she meets and encourages so many people and shows others who you are, and just by her very presence, because it is your spirit, Lord, that guides her and each of us in conscious. And Lord, she has graciously shared her many prayer requests, and we pray for those, and we also continue to pray for those that have to do with prayer and her recommitment to a life of prayer, for her supporting churches, for us, and we're so grateful for this, and for the reminder for us to be prayerful as well. May her time immersed in prayer be one that really changes her and changes us and just really allows her to see and experience your will. We pray too for the concerns about communication, especially as she seeks a further definition of her role in Japan, and just roles and various boundaries that we need to exist. Lord, we recognize her concern about her role in developing leadership, where those needs are coming from. Lord, may she be able to navigate through various cultural issues, issues of where power may be felt in various places. And may she be, with her spirit, discern your will in all of this. And Lord, may it be a learning experience for her and also all of us as we partner with her. Lord, we also pray for prioritizing as she goes back, and many will want to meet with her, and then also as she seeks a new place to live and really new things as well, that her life would be better managed, that she would again be able to discern the various needs that people might have, and she herself needs with the time and the space and the faith with people who need her the most, and for her need to just immerse herself with you. And so Lord, we want to lift these concerns up to you, and also encourage us to keep her in our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your willingness to go in our place. We thank you, Father, for the way in which you have served in recent years and things that she has learned and how she has befriended the people in her life. We just thank you for her ministry there. Thank you.
どうぞ、ユリが行く先々の教会で、